Welcome to Toirat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rufka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Vav, Chapter 6. We now come to the conquest of the land. The first city that the Bnei Israel conquers is Yericho. Verse 1, V'Yericho Soigeres Umasugeres Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, Ein Yotzei V'Ein Bo. And Yericho was shut and barred. It was completely closed off because of the children of Yisrael. None went out and none came in. Hashem assures Yehoshua that the seemingly impenetrable city will fall into the hands of the Bnei Yisrael and directs him as to procedure. Verse 2, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua. Hashem said to Yehoshua, Re'e nosati v'yodcha es Yericho v'es malko giboirei hechayil. See, I have given into your hand Yericho and its king, the mighty warriors. Hashem tells Yehoshua that the men of war should circle the city once a day for 6 days. 7 Kohanim, priests, should carry 7 Shofreis Hayovlim, trumpets of ram's horns, before the Aron, the ark. And on the 7th day, the men should encircle the city 7 times, and the Kohanim should blow the Shofreis. And when they blow a long blast with the ram's horn, all the people should shout a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down in its place, and the people shall go up. Miraculously, the unbreakable wall, as wide as it was tall, according to the Gemara, would sink into the ground. If the wall were merely to break and fall, it would still be insurmountable and prevent entry to the city. In the Sefer Mishpatzos Zohov, the significance of the shofar sound to the falling of the city wall is considered. Hashem says in verse 5, Koshomachem es kol hashofar. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, Yoriu chol ha'om terua gadoila, v'nafla chaymas ha'ir tachtea, v'alu ha'om ish negdoi. All the people shall shout a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down in its place, and the people shall go up, every man opposite him. The Mishpatzos Zohov comments on the power of the shofar to breach the wall by drawing on the principle we see about the power of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to force the tefillos, the prayers of Yisrael, through the mechitzos, the barriers that the Satan puts up. The Satan uses sins committed during the year to put up barriers on Rosh Hashanah, preventing tefillos from reaching the Kisei HaKavod. Hashem gives power to the shofar to break through and pull down mechitzos, barriers. In the perek here, we can contemplate the power of the shofar in relation to the breaching of the city walls, the separation between us and Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua calls to the Kohanim, telling them to lift the Aron HaBris, the Ark of the Covenant, and he instructs for 7 Kohanim to carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns in front of the Aron. He tells the people to go around the city and the armed ones to pass before the Aron. Then the 7 priests with the trumpets go and blow the trumpets, and the Ark follows them. The armed men go before the priests that blow the trumpets. Yehoshua commands the people not to let their voice be heard until he commands them to shout, and then they should shout. He says in verse 10, Loi soriu v'loi sashmiu es kolchem, v'loi yetzi mipichem davar, ad yoim omri aleichem horiu v'harioisem. You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then you shall shout. The Mishpatzos Zohov explains that when the people would encircle the city, people of Yericho would mock them for the unusual way in which they were approaching to conquer. They would ridicule them from upon the wall. Yehoshua told the people to be silent, meaning not to respond to the derision. The Gemara praises a person who is insulted and doesn't respond. Such a person will ultimately emerge better. And further, all revelation begins with concealment. This quiet will precede triumph. Yahushua causes the Arayim to encircle the city once, and then the people camp for the night. Yahushua gets up early the next morning, the Kohanim take the ark, and everyone takes their position again, the armed men at the front, followed by the Kohanim blowing trumpets, the ark carried by Kohanim, and then the rest of the people. The rear guard, which Rashi says was the tribe of Dan, would gather up anyone who was straggling. They go around the city once and then return to the camp. They follow this procedure for 6 consecutive days. On the 7th day, in the same procession format, they go around the city 7 times. On the 7th time, the Kohanim blow the trumpets and Yehoshua says to the people, verse 16, Horiyu ki nosan Hashem lachem es ha'ir. Shout, because Hashem has given you the city. Yehoshua stipulates that the people must not take spoils. Everything in the city shall be consecrated to Hashem. And he states that, as agreed earlier in chapter 2, Rachav and all that is in her house should be saved because she hid the messengers. Once the people hear the trumpet, they shout a great shout. The wall sinks in its place. The people go up into the city and they take the city. Verse 21. Vayacharimu es kol asher bo'ir, mi'ish v'ad isha, mina'ar v'ad zokein, v'ad shor v'oseh, v'chamar lefi charev. And they completely destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. Verse 22. V'lishnayim ha'anashim ha'maraglim es ha'aretz, and to the 2 men who had spied out the country, Amar Yehoshua, Yehoshua said, Boyu beis ha'isha hazoino, go into the house of the isha hazoino. V'hoitziu misham es ha'isha ve'es kol asher lo ka'asher nishbatem lo, and bring out from there the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. Verse 23. Vayavoyu hanaorim hamaraglim, vayotziu es rachov ve esovia ve esimo ve esachea ve es kol asher lo ve es kol mishpachoseha hoitziu. Vayanichum michutz lemachane Yisrael. And the young men who were spies went in and brought out Rachov and her father and her mother and her brothers and all that she had. And they brought out all her families and placed them outside the camp of Yisrael. Verse 24, V'ha'ir sarfu v'esh v'chol asher bo, rak ha'kesef v'ha'zohov uchlei ha'nechoshes v'ha'barzel nosnu oitzar beis Hashem. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was in it. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of copper and iron they put into the treasury of the house of Hashem. Verse 25, Ve'es rachav hazayna ve'es beis aviha ve'es kol asher la hecheyo Yehoshua. Vateshev bekerev Yisrael ad hayom hazeh, ki hechbiya es hamalachim asher shalach Yehoshua l'ragel es Yerichai. But Rachav the Zayna and her father's household and all that she had, Yehoshua saved alive. And she dwelt in the midst of Yisrael to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Yehoshua sent to spy out Yerichai. Yehoshua then declares a curse that anyone who tries to rebuild Yerichai, his children will die. Vayeshba Yehoshua ba'is ha'hi leimar, arur ha'ish lifnei Hashem asher yakum uvana es ha'ir hazayis es Yerichai, bivachayroi yeyasdena uvitzairoi yatziv delaseah. And Yehoshua adjured them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before Hashem that rises up and builds this city Yerichai. With the loss of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and with the loss of his youngest son shall he set up its gates. In Meira Nevuchim it explains that this curse not to rebuild Yerichai was as a memorial to the miracle that anyone who sees the city ruins will remember the miracle of how it was conquered. Centuries later, Chiel rebuilds Yerichai, as told in Malachim chapter 16, verse 34, and his children die. And the perek here ends with, Vayehi Hashem es Yehoshua, Vayehi Shamay b'chol ha'aretz. So Hashem was with Yehoshua, and his fame was throughout the entire land. The pivotal moment when we finally come to step foot in the land promised to us carries a stark reminder that success is God-given. The wall sinking into the ground is a divine invitation to enter. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.